Okay, B2HXS, listening.
XS, K4VWA. Man, you sure are quick on that microphone trigger.
Steve, how are y'all today?
Time in there between microphone triggers. I'm good now. If I can just get home with this thing in one piece, I'll be impressed with myself.
Are you going to be okay getting that mirror out of that back seat? You got help over there or what?
To the house and just park it and then make my son-in-law come up and help me get it out tonight.
Okay, just be careful, please. Get some gloves on or something.
Oh, yeah, that thing already nicked me on the top of the finger, man. Yeah, it's something else.
Oh, that'll take a finger off. You better be careful. You don't want to be like Jimmy. Oh, did I say that?
Between microphone triggers. Yes, you did say that. You wait till I tell Jimmy what you said. Oh.
Calm down all the time. He just takes it in stride. He knows he messed up.
He did that. I almost triggered too fast. I gotta watch that.
Oh, well. What are you gonna do? But anyway, okay, that went a little smoother than I thought. So far, so good.
What's going on the rest of the week? When's he gonna be back?
He's got another week and a half out there. Next week, I think. End of next week.
Well, that's good. Hey, that's a great gig if you can get it. Did he take his camper down?
Oh, yeah. He's in the state park down there in Myrtle Beach.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, that state park is nice, but boy, it can show enough get full.
Boy, sitting on his handy talkie. He was talking back into a repeater down there, and I was talking to him through a repeater up here.
Oh. All right. Well, I think I'm going to try to get up with Patrick Wednesday afternoon and see if I can't, get one of these guys to teach me a little something about this DMR. If I don't, I'm going to sell that DMR 578 mobile radio.
I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence about the DMR stuff. I mean, I don't really have the time right now to really mess with it too much, nor do I want to lay out a whole bunch more money on radios and stuff, And I'm sure Patrick will come in there and break my chops about, all the money I'll make and I can spend for a radio kind of thing, but I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence about it.
I'd like to try to get the DMR going because I got another buddy that's on DMR, and I got a friend that's moving here from Texas that does DMR. So, hey, I don't know. I got to drop my tower back down here pretty soon. I got a couple of antennas to put up there.
Oh, what are you getting?
The antennas, I just got to get them mounted.
Oh, if you want help, I'll come over and give you a hand.
Well, yeah, but just not today. I'm trying to get my man cave finished off, and I am so close it's not funny. I really think I'll have it back to where I really want it by about tomorrow afternoon, or by noon tomorrow. So, if I get a crazy wild hair, I might try to drop that tower tomorrow afternoon. I don't know.
Well, let me know. I mean, if you want to do it like Thursday morning early or something, catch the coolness of the day, I'll come give you a hand.
Oh, let me tell you what. That's the day me and the guys build plastic. And if you're not doing anything, why don't you come up and just hang out with us like we did it was Thursday before with Joe. Hey, what is the deal with Joe? Did he do any good on that house?
That's a conversation for the phone. They're still looking. Joe is all good with it, but his wife wants everything perfect before they move in. She wants to be able to find in her description of a turnkey house, it's everything that she wants in the house. And I told her, you're not going to find that unless you build a brand new house. And with today's construction, woods and things, materials, Nah, you don't want to build a brand new house. But that's where they're at.
Think about it, because it sounds like she's having second thoughts about coming down here.
No, they both want to move down, but she's got like her vision on what she wants is so narrow. You know, even the realtor told her, make sure the house is solid and then you can fix the inside. You know, you can rebuild the kitchen any way you want. You know, just make sure the house is you know, solid.
I tell you, Dave, she's not going to get what she wants. Not in this market.
Oh, I know. You know, I mean, we saw a couple of perfect houses. That one that I looked at over in Lyman, last Saturday, I mean, it was perfect. The money was right. The house had a new roof, had all the plumbing redone. You know, the drain field was flushed out and cleaned, and it was just, I don't know. All you had to do is rebuild the kitchen. I mean, the house was solid. It was, I think it was built in 63 or 64, and was well maintained.
Like I said, when she loses out on about five or six different situations and she just simply can't find what she wants, then, hey, you know, hey, you're not going to find anything with 2 acres unless you custom build. Right now, if all new construction is on a quarter to a half acre lot, and it's hard to find a half acre.
Oh, I know. I mean, heck, the one I looked at over in Lyman was 2 acres. It was like 2.5 acres, almost 3 acres. It was perfect. I was like, no, you got to get this one.
About springtime, when she's missed out on about 3 or 4 of them, she'll start coming around.
I hate to see it, but yeah, Joe's kind of flustered. You know, Joe would have bought the Deadpool house. What we nicknamed it the Deadpool house because the pool needs to be rebuilt. But she just didn't want it. That was the house that had all the oak beams in it. That house is solid.
But it is, and she knows what she wants. So, you know. If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody gonna be happy.
That's true.
I hate that because I was kind of looking forward to, you know, having him down here to build with.
I'll get down here. Just gotta give it a little bit of time. I'm sure something will pop before too long. The other thing is the interest rates are going a little bit crazy. I think they're up like 7 or 8% now for a house.
Well, fact, them, they'll be paying cash, won't they?
If you have to hold the mortgage, you hold the mortgage for a couple of months until your house sells up there. It's free and clear. They have no mortgage up there. They just pay it off immediately. And down here, depending on where you get your mortgage from, there's no payoff penalty.
You know, maybe one of these days she'll realize this isn't New York down here.
Well, that's what she tried to do. She tried to talk to her bank up in New York, and they're throwing all kinds of numbers at her. Says, wait a minute, no, don't do that. I gave them the number of my mortgage company, Prime Lending, and when I talked to them, I told them what I was doing. He goes, oh, no, there's no payoff penalties or anything here. You pay off when you want to. I'm like, oh, there you go.
I don't know. You know, she's just been in New York for so long that, you know, it's ingrained into her about how good things can be other places.
Well, I've known Joe and Kathy for a long time, you know, 35 plus years. As long as I've been a ham radio operator, I've known Joe. And I just told him, I said, you can leave her off the water. You know, and that's got to figure things out on your own sometimes.
You're right. So that was adequate space between pulling the trigger, wasn't it?
KB2HXS Mobile said that. Yeah.
But, hey, you want to hear something funny? I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said that, you know, these new Mustangs are electric. And they look like SUVs. Drop. one of the TV shows one of the TV shows that, you know, modifies cars and pumps them up and builds these big engines and that kind of stuff, they previewed the Mustang electric, and they showed how you could get this system that puts two pipes in the back that looks like exhaust, except the exhaust has speakers in it, and it ties into the TCM in the vehicle. Drop. You crank it up, it actually follows the throttle position for RPM and makes it sound like a Mustang GT.
What'll they think of next?
I just can't get away from the thump of a good old American V8.
Well, let's just see what November brings.
Only hope and pray. That governor in California doing his news conference the other day telling everybody that they got to cut back on their electric usage while he was wearing a Patagonia sweater jacket in his office.
Oh, I saw that. So did half the country. Oh, yeah. No, it's do as I say, not as I do.
It just seems to me like the FCC could come up with some sort of regulations for QRM for television broadcast, too, that they could apply to that stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one.
If somebody pulls out in front of me or does something stupid in front of me, and I have to slam on the brakes, I think I'm going to make it home with this thing.
Where you is now?
I is over here at Wade Hampton Boulevard at Highway 14.
Oh, I made the left on Buncombe Road. I'm coming up Taylor's Road.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, all we're doing is burning electricity and tying up the repeater. Let's see if anybody else wants in there at all. I just love microphone clickers, don't you, Dave?
About. That's all right. I'm going to sign off. I'm going to be home in a minute anyway. I will catch you later. If you want some help on the tower tomorrow or Thursday, let me know. I'll just clear it with the missus, and we'll go for it.
Joe, bubby, I appreciate that. Besides, I think you'd find it entertaining watching that thing come down. It's an extreme effort with the thumb on the winch control. All right, I will catch you later, bud. KN4 VWA. Have a good afternoon. I am clear after your final.
I'll catch you later. KN4 VWA KB2HXS Mobile. Gone that way.